Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The coroner's office has identified human remains that were found on November 11th as those of a missing man, 29-year-old Garrett Rodriguez, who was reported missing by his father in April of this year. Rodriguez had told his father he was headed to Humboldt County to work in the marijuana industry, growing medical marijuana at a ranch in an area known as Murder Mountain. Rodriguez's remains were recovered on December 1st, and a forensic pathologist has determined that Rodriguez was the victim of homicide. An investigation into his death has begun, and anyone with information about Rodriguez is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Board of Supervisors followed the lead of the City of Arcata and voted today to sign an agreement with Pacific Gas and Electric. The supervisors are requesting customer records of energy use for the past 3 years to establish a baseline for a potential energy use tax on those customers who exceed that baseline in the unincorporated areas of the county. PG&E required a signed agreement with the county before turning over the records, and the cost for the data will be between $500 and $1,000. Arcata uses the data to identify residences which use an inordinate amount of energy and taxes them for that excess energy use. There aren't many issues in Humboldt County that see the support that the proposal for a community forest on the McKay Tract lands is getting across the county. The City of Eureka and the county are working on securing funding to purchase the property from Green Diamond and turn it into a community forest. The project has the backing of local business and government leaders, and environmental groups are on board as well, as Gary Graham Hughes of EPIC explains.
We fully support the community forest project in the McKay Tract. I think we really empathize with the county because of the burden, really, that taking this on can be, and we're hoping that all of the stakeholders can come together, including Green Diamond, to really reduce, hopefully, this financial burden for taking on this very important community forest project.
Hughes points to the success of the Arcata Community Forest as an example of how to best manage public lands that balance productivity with profit.
We also see the viability of trying to find some element of commercial production out of this project, as the Arcata Community Forest has demonstrated that it's really a statewide leader on the very best, most sustainable forestry practices that we can see happening on the ground.
$2 million in funding has been secured, and another $4.5 million is expected to be secured by February of next year. The County Drug Task Force, along with the Sheriff's Drug Enforcement Unit, served a search warrant this morning at a residence in the 1700 block of Catherine Court in McKinleyville. Deputies contacted 41-year-old Jean Millette at the residence, and a search of the property revealed over 600 marijuana plants, 35 one-pound bags of processed marijuana, and several firearms. Millette was arrested and booked into jail on charges of cultivation of marijuana and possession for sale. The case remains under investigation. Today was County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg's last day as chairman of the Board of Supervisors before the board takes off for Christmas vacation. The board gave a presentation thanking him for his service. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook the north coast at 5:30 this morning. The quake was located 10 miles west-northwest of Ferndale. We felt it here at the studios and received reports from the Eel River Valley, Eureka, and Arcata reporting the temblor as well. We received no reports of damage. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has located 39-year-old Willits resident Lawrence Wetman, who was reported missing by his fiancée, who had not seen him since Saturday. Wetman left his residence early Saturday morning and never returned. On Monday, Wetman called his fiancée and told her he was in Fort Bragg. A deputy responded to the location and spoke with Wetman, who explained that he walked to Fort Bragg and planned to return to Willits that day. He was transported back home by the sheriff's office. And since Thanksgiving, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department has been collecting toys for children in our community who may wake up on Christmas morning with nothing under the tree. This afternoon, Humboldt Bay Fire will turn over the toys collected to the Salvation Army for distribution. The event will be held at Fire Headquarters in downtown Eureka. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.